Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is the edition of Flashback Friday with Sister Poochie. I'm Sister Poochie, a Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, Pastor McCarty with the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. I'm so glad to be here again for Flashback Friday. What we're doing is just going back over the last 7 years and playing some of the songs that made us who we are today. I want to give acknowledgement to those who are listening live. I love you. Thank you. And for those who listen later, I love you too. We worship in spirit and truth, so I can feel you. I can feel you. And that's what's so good about the Holy Spirit. It connects us all. Just a couple of things really quick. September the 16th will be the Y4C show. I'll be hosting the Youth for Christ show as we highlight the musical greatness of our youth of today who are out there praising and worshiping God. And then on September 23rd will be the House of Inspiration show with Frankie Vibe. And his show is really getting popular. He's being played on iHeart Radio with a radio station out in New Jersey where he started. So congratulations, Frankie, and keep up the good work for the kingdom. All right, everyone. We got to get into some word. Okay. We need to talk about the Word of God. And one of the things that God has been speaking to me about is that we as humans have identity crisis. We do. We don't. We say we are children of God, but it's not something that is felt deeply to understand what it means and what Christ went through to make us children of God. I once told someone that I need Jesus. And the reason I need Jesus is because without Jesus, I would not be an heir to the kingdom. All right? If we go to Galatians 4 through the 7th verse, it reads like this. But when the right time came, God sent his son into the world. A woman gave birth to him, and he came under the control of the laws given to Moses. God sent him to pay for the freedom of those who were controlled by the laws so that we would be adopted as his children. Because you are God's children, God has sent the spirit of his son into us to call our out, Abba, Father, so you are no longer slaves, but God's children. Since you are God's children, God has also made you heirs. When you're heir to something, when you're heir to a kingdom, then you have a right in that kingdom. And in that kingdom is nothing but goodness, the kingdom of God. And this is the good news that we're supposed to be spreading because Christ did not spread the gospel of Jesus. He spread the kingdom was coming. That was the good news, that the kingdom was at hand. So as we go through our lives and as we react to things or situations, whether they be good or bad, we have to look at ourselves and say, as a child of God, what would I do? And pray on it. Because you don't want to lose your heirship over over being not aware that you're actually an heir. And you have blessings down here today, right now. God works in the present. Okay, I was on a roll there, and I'm going to come back and talk about that a little bit more. But first, we're going to go and we're listening to a little music, okay? I like this song. It's by Daniel Woodson. It's called Walk in the Sun, S-O-N. All right, here we go.
Thank you.
friend the other day told me things wasn't going the right way. Wife had left him, kids don't see him, and his house is not a home.
The house is not a home.
Said he had a bed to sleep in. Asked me would I stay the weekend. I don't wanna be by myself. Do you think that you can help? I told him, man, you're out of order. I love my savior, I know I told ya. Turned to leave with an attitude. Said, Lord, what am I supposed to do? Lord, have mercy on his soul. He doesn't know you, so I gotta go. Then I heard a voice inside me say, tell him I'm the only
take
way.
A walk in
love. Oh, take a walk in love.
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 Lord, please give me the words to say to make him look your way today. This may be his last day on this earth. Lord, don't let him be trapped in a curse. I said, let's stay right here and talk for a while. Let's try to fix what's broken inside. Said he just needed someone in his life. I said, I know someone will do you right. There's someone he really should be. Sometimes rowdy, sometimes discreet. He said, who is it? I said, it's Jesus. He said, you're tripping. No, listen. He will love you. He will hold you. Always right there. You can trust him. Let's think about him.
All right, that was Daniel Wilson with Walk in the Sun, S-O-N, the Son of God. Really love the smoothness to that song, and it really lets you meditate on what she is actually saying, walking with the Son of God, which we should be doing every day. Every day is a walk with Christ. He's our keeper. He's our shelter. He's our director, and he has left the Holy Spirit within us, and so that we have like a homing system to, you know, we know his voice. We'll never get lost. What I wanted to say about the identity crisis, with everything going on today, we have to remember our identity in Christ, that we are heirs to the kingdom of God. God, this is a spiritual war, not a natural war. And so God is still in control of everything that's going on right now. And I want people to begin to relax and feel that security that he has left, called the Holy Spirit, which is in us, he said, is the great comforter that I will send to you and help you through all bad times. And don't forget to go to Galatians 4th chapter, 4th to 7th verse. We'll read it again a little bit later, but we're going to keep on moving with the music. And this is People Get Ready by Catherine Kendrick. Praise the Lord. All right, people, get ready. We have to get ready for the returning of our Savior. We got to be ready and prepare the world by spreading the good news, the kingdom of God, and the gospel of Christ. Next up on the mic is me. I actually did a poem, and it's called It's Not About You. And one of the things... one of the things that I excuse me for one second. But what one of the things that made me write this is because, you know, we get stuck into our selfishness. We need to know that, you know, everything that's going on is not about us. It's a spiritual warfare that's going on. So I'm looking for the track, and I can't find the track. But bear with me for 1 minute, and let me see if I can find it. Anyway, I want everybody to go to Bible study, Elder Faith, a whole armor of God. Bible study will bless you. So it's available at our website, www.journeyhomeministries.org. And it looks like I don't have the song queued up. So what I'm going to play next is by me. And it is called, which one do I want? The Sunday Morning Signs. This is called Sunday Morning Signs. Okay, here we go.
The Journey Home, a collection of poems by Sister Poochie, with narration by Mugen Mentality, also known as Kuli E. Sunday Morning Signs. Each day, take time to pause, look around, and thank God for all He has created. Nature is full of many wonders that serve as a constant reminder of the glory of God. These wonders are signs left from Him to comfort us during hard times and constantly remind man of His power, grace, and His promise to provide for His creation. Nature looks to man for nothing except for the space to be what God created it to be. Once you have come to realize that you are only one part of a bigger picture, the journey begins. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Do you know why? Reference reading, Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 27.
First stop of the journey, Sunday Morning Signs. Sunday morning, birds are chirping, negative thoughts are in the air. I'll be fine, it's just a matter of time, but God, I need a sign. Are you with me? Are you here? Sunday morning, birds are chirping louder in my ear. I ask one more time just for a sign. God, show me. Are you near? Sunday morning, a cardinal flying, birching a little near. Sun smiling on me and morning dew soothing me, God gently whispers in my ear. How many signs will it take this time? I did not give you that spirit of fear. Open your mind, stop wasting time, ask and answer, my dear. Sunday morning, birds chirping, butterflies and a cardinal near. Sunday morning signs that fill my mind, cause God is always here.
Sunday Morning Signs. I know I had introduced another poem that I didn't have, but God led me to this one, which still goes back to our identity and our selfishness when we do not recognize the things that are of God. We're children of God, so we should recognize Sunday Morning Signs. We should recognize the birds singing and sung to the Lord, and the butterflies and all the creatures that He has made on the earth give him honor. And we should be that too, even more, because we're His children. Okay, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of Flashback Friday. I am Sister Poochie, your hostess, and Pastor McCurdy of the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. Okay, it's time for the dance break, and we're going to flash all the way back to 2011. 2011 with DJ Frankie Vibe. This is, you know, his 8 mix that he did for the ministry. And don't forget, the dance break is so important because, one, it makes us focus on God for 15 minutes. giving him praise, giving him honor, giving him glory and song. He loves that. And then we also get a chance to find out what the DJ's message is in his mix, because this too is his ministry. And so without further ado, here's our resident DJ, DJ Shrinky Vibe. Everybody up on their feet, can't get along on your feet like I can't wiggle a toe or do whatever you need to do, but give God some praise. And here we go.
Thank you. Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix with DJ Frankie Vibe on the ones and twos.
Thank you.
Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix with DJ Frankie Vibe.
Frankie Vibe with the mix for the week, flashing all the back, all the way back to 2011 when he did that mix. He's a wonderful resident DJ, and we're to have him here at the Journey Home Outreach Ministries, which you're listening to, and this is Flashback Friday episode. I'm Sister Poochie, your hostess. Sister Poochie is my port name. I did play some of Sunday Morning Signs, which is part of it's actually a book, which I turned into an audio CD with music behind it, and you can get it at Amazon.com. If you're interested in just Google Sister Poochie, SISTAPOOCHIE, put a space in between it, and it will definitely come up. All right, let's get back to the word of God and our identity. I don't want people out there having an identity crisis, not knowing who they are and who they belong to. If we are children of the Most High, that means anything we want, anything we need that has been approved by God, we will receive if we believe that it is so when we're asking for it. I'm coming from Galatians 4th chapter, 4 through the 7th verse. And it says, follow along if you have your Bibles, but it says, but when the right time came, God sent his son into the world. A woman gave birth to him, and he came under the control of the laws given to Moses. God sent him to pay for the freedom of those who were controlled by these laws, so that we will be adopted as his children. Because you are God's children, God has sent the spirit of his son into us to call out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer slaves, but God's children. Since you are God's children, God has also made you heirs. That's heirs to the kingdom of heaven. We are, you know, look at who our father is. You know, I got a moment there when I just got to chill. Look at who our father is. He's the creator of heavens and earth, the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's everything. And he's the great I am. And he's our father. That means that anything that we need, anything that we desire, he will gladly give it to us if we delight ourselves in him. And of course, if he approves that it's something that he wants you to have in your life. So, you know, I want everyone to get that. You know, the devil doesn't like us knowing our identity, because the war is not between us and the devil. It's between God and the devil. And we're covered with the blood of Christ. And so we're not fighting with flesh and blood, but we're fighting a spiritual warfare out here. So that's why I want you to also go to Bible study and listen to the whole armor of God. I know everyone has heard about the armor of God, but you need to really understand each part of it so we can use it in the spiritual warfare that we're in right now. I am, you know, ready to move on to the next song, and it's Looking Back by Renee Chaney. And here we go. Oh.
Over my life, looking back over my life.
Alright, here we go.
Looking
I'm just
back.
A man, my daddy told me he would hold me and explain, telling me that living the right path was covered by his
looking
pain.
Back.
He knew the Lord's word, but it didn't help him in his presence, so he chose to live his own life away from God's
looking
presence. Got
back.
A girl pregnant, she became his first wife. 3 kids later, couldn't take commitment, he continued his
looking
own life.
Back.
Met my mama as a teen, made her feel just like a queen. 10 months later, had my brother popping on the scene,
looking
but
back.
He wasn't ready to be a dad. He never did hug him. He repeated the cycle, left my mama by herself. But he did come back with his baggage in his hands. Beat my mama in the head, made my brother be a man. He later cleaned up his acts and asked my mom to marry him. She forgave his past sins and then she buried them. They got married in the sticks. I wish I could remember it, but I was just a kid growing up in mama's stomach. Then they became one that day. Everything my mama prayed, you think they live happily, cause that's what the movies say, but in the movies they get paid. This is real life, no script to be read, so we keep praying that it gets better instead.
Over my life, looking back. Over my life, looking back.
See, we speaking in tongues and we singing in rhymes, but it means nothing at all if we ain't speaking in love. Because mama cussed out daddy and then issued us hugs, and my mama had a problem controlling her mouth. But she was kind in front of company cause we was from the south. Yes ma'am, yes sir, but my mama called me insert. Came to Pittsburgh and they like to call me Yinzer. Met Jesus Christ and he called me new creature. Born again in this plane, got married to a man. I'ma show you love the only way I know I can. The generational sin, I took my marriage in a predicament where I have to learn love again. So I started square one, and that's the word of God. It says love is patient and love is kind. It says love is God and our God is alive. It does not envy, brag, or boast, knowing God is the man. It's not proud or rude, it lets God be the ruler. Not self-seeking or easily angered, teaching you to bear with your Christian family and strangers. It keeps no records of the wrongs you do, not delighting in evil, but rejoicing with the truth. It's there to protect and it's always gonna trust. It's always gonna hope, yes, that is love. And it always perseveres because love never fails. At the end of the day, when these three remain, you got faith, hope, and love stands above, while the other two can't even touch.
Over my life, looking back. Over my life, looking back.
I'm just a man, my daddy told me he would hold me and explain, telling me that living the right path was covered by his pain. Now I'm left with the sins of my parents. Got the shame, the pride, and I struggle with the arrogance. My arrogance won't let Jesus Christ come in, cause mama taught me perfect perfection. You see, I imitated what I saw, repeated everything I thought. My parents loved the love I felt like many generations in the cycle I got caught. I'm not mad, mom and dad, but I can't pass on what I never did have. So I pass on everything I lack, and I pass it to my kids, and they pass it right back. It's a sad thing to see your kids carrying your slack. That's why I wish that we could bring it back to when I was a little girl. Create a different world where you tell me about Jesus and you really try to teach him and you really do believe him and you show me in your actions so I really do see him. And when you sin, show me how you ask for forgiveness. And like a babe, show me how you really wean it when you're really leaning in repentance.
Looking back over my life, looking back. Over my life, looking back. Over my life, looking back. Over my life, looking back.
All right, that was Looking Back by Renee Cheney. All right, we're going to keep moving on. Next up on the mic is Vonsell Blatcher went, all right. You know, because even no matter what our past is, our future is going to be all right as long as we walk with our Father. All right, All Right by Vonsell Blatcher. One tear. Here we go. If you want to buy that song, it's available on CD Baby, and it's called All Right. The album is available. All right, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is Flashback Friday with Sister Pucci. I can't believe how fast the time is going. You know, for those who are listening live, you know, I'm going to say it again. I love you very much. And those who are listening later, I'm going to say it again. I love you too. I feel you. I feel you in the spirit, and I thank you for the support. You know, as children of God, that's one of the things we need to do is support each other as we're doing our jobs in the kingdom. And we all do different jobs. But what I really wanted to bring out tonight was that the importance of knowing who you are, who you belong to, that Christ came when we were slaves under the law of Moses and freed us from that. And now we are free we have been reconciled with God again, and we're free to walk through the garden, as you may just as an illustration.
walk through the garden and have access to a lot of spiritual gifts. And those that want spiritual gifts have to love, forgive. You have to listen to the associate pastor, Kimberly Horvath. Her show, Christian Coaching, talked about a lot of this. So I want you to definitely listen to the Christian Coaching by Kimberly Horvath and definitely listen to the Bible study by Elder Fay. I'm going to read this verse one more time because it's so important. Hold your head up high when you're walking. Know who you are. Because but when the right time came, God sent his son into the world. A woman gave birth to him, and he came under the control of the laws given to Moses. God sent him to pay for the freedom for those who were controlled by these laws, so that we would be adopted as his children. Amen. Because you are God's children, God has sent the spirit of his son into us to call out, Abba, Father. So you are slaves, but God's children. Since we are God's children, God has also made us heirs. And when you're heirs to something, you're heirs to the kingdom. And we know that our Father is rich. Our Father is rich in everything that we need, anything that you need. So just get on your knees and call out to him. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, just repeat after me, Lord, I invite you into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. I make you my Lord and Savior. And it is done. All right, let's keep moving on. It's almost time to go. But I'm going to go to, we're going to listen to Sick of Sin by Spiritual Peace. I like this song because sometimes you just do get, you know, you get sick of seeing it. Here we go.
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is.
Sick of sin, sick of sin, sick of sin. Man, I'm sick of sin, sick of sin, sick of sin. Said I'm sick of sin, sick of sin, sick of sin. Man, I'm sick of sin, sick of sin, sick of sin. We need a change. Let the spirit reign on your brain. Be changed by the renewal. Yeah, man, don't hear the same. We need to pray. Hit your knees, call on his name. Be changed by the renewal. Yeah, man, don't hear the same. Stand in war with the devil, don't get your arm on. Don't be weak, stay strong. See our brothers in the streets, we need to bring them home to the throne, so they can see what's wrong, the danger zone. When you plan to sin, you think that he's your friend. He ain't your friend. Kicked out of heaven, his name is Satan. He's waiting, but we about to knock the devil out. We ain't playing, I know I ain't. He tried to get me with his snake tactics. Let my voice shine, God open my eyes. I'm a soldier now, the devil can't have my man. Another class of wrath and plastic, the devil's under my feet. It's up to us to stay sober, rebuke the demons we see. Most of the time you can look in their eyes and see who they be, man. Our hip-hop music's cursed with rotten seeds. Our little kids looking up, little mini Jeezy. Then we look at our coach and wonder where the love be. It's up to us to reach and plant seeds and pray and hopefully. Sick of sin, sin, sick of sin, sick of sin. Man, I'm sick of sin, sin, sick of sin, sick of sin. Little sick of sin, sin, sick of sin, sick of sin. Man, I'm sick of sin, sin, sick of sin, sick of sin. We need a change. Let the spirit reign on your brain. We change better and the winner. Yeah, man, don't hear the same. We need to pray. Hit your knees, call on his name. We change better and the winner. Yeah, man, don't hear the same. How many people really wanna ride the devil trying to ring his wrath? Oh, we gotta testify. I've been changed, I'm ready to ride. Great price on my past, words being him or that. Bad the spirit of the devil, lies killing, killing crowns. But the word of God is forever, it will never die. Stuff ain't on the devil's head, God's people still alive. It hurts my eyes to see these young ones die before they die. The TV get out of the streets of land, it's up to us to say the blame. Every ghetto filled with heavy metal on his neck of that. It ain't the 70s, it ain't the 80s. It ain't the 90s, 2012. We living in a new time, war time. Stand to get your man right. How many people wanna ride? War overseas, we in war with each other. We in war in our mind, war with our own kind. See it every day on the news, people dead. But life goes on, we in the war zone, man. I'm sick of
sick of seeing sin, sick of sin, sick of sin. Man, I'm sick of seeing sin, sick of sin, sick of sin. Said I'm sick of seeing sin, sick of sin, sick of sin. Man, I'm sick of seeing sin, sick of sin, sick of sin. We need a change, let the spirit reign on your brain. Be changed by the renewal, now your man don't live the same. We need to pray, hit your knees, call on his name. Be changed by the renewal, now your man don't live the same.
Sick of sin by spiritual peace. All right. We're sick of sin. I like that joint. Well, you know, the time is just passing by. Just want to go over a couple of things. If you're an artist, spoken word artist, musician, singer, rapper, Christian, tap dancer, you know, whatever your God-given talent is, the mission of the Journey Home Outreach Ministry is to highlight the greatness in others. So we would love to showcase you on the show. So please send any submissions to Sister Poochie at journeyhomeministries.org. And that's SISTAPOOCHIE for Sister Poochie at journeyhomeministries.org. If someone to get back to you about when your song will be played. We're also going to be highlighting people on Flashback Friday. It's not just going to be old stuff. But definitely get your material in. We would love to give you that exposure. All right, everybody. Wow. It went fast. It went real fast for me. It went a little bit too fast for me. I've enjoyed myself immensely, and I thank you for letting me come into your eardrum. Don't forget that September, it's next Tuesday, the Youth for Christ, September the 16th will be the Youth for Christ show, and September the 23rd will be the House of Inspiration show with DJ Frankie Vi. So mark those dates on your calendar, and I am getting ready to roll out of here like we always roll out of here. Thank you again for allowing me into your eardrums. Don't forget to meditate on the reading, knowing that we are heirs to the kingdom and knowing that who our Father is and who we are. You know, we're children of the maker of the universe. Hold your head up and start acting as if you know who your daddy is. All right? Okay, everybody, that's all I got to say. We're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here. But how great our art by Society Hill Music. And everybody, I thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you next Friday. And peace, love, and blessings. Here we go.